Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola. Matt, welcome to the program and the random would you rather question. This is a very weird one.
All right.
Would you rather find a bear living under your home, okay? Or would you rather find a dead body in your pool? To me, this is easy. I'm taking the dead body.
Dead body.
Assuming it's not someone I know. Right? If a bear is living under my home, then I have an actual issue because it's living under my home. If there's a dead body in my pool, I did not kill them. I do not know who they are. Call the cops, and I'm done.
Yeah, but if you're living, you know, in a home when a bear's down there, could be Yogi the bear. Some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, sweet like that.
And those would be the last things
the
that Matt said.
In look, a bad neighborhood.
But look, yesterday Steve had bees in front of his home, which were problematic. It's not a bear.
Right.
Like, no one wanted to go outside
because
there's
bees.
A huge beehive that somehow ended up on your street.
But I wasn't home, so I thought it was funny.
And it's still there, isn't it?
Yeah, they're down the street, according to my wife. But they're all.
So what do you mean? So the hive was moved?
No, we think we knew who busted open the hive just based on people we saw. Anyway, so at some point, my wife texted me to say there's like 1,000 bees in this two-block area directly at the end of the driveway. I'm like, why? She's like, something happened to their hive. I'm like, all right. She's like,
so you
look,
don't know the neighbor or where this hive originally was?
I don't know where the hive was originally, but as we're leaving for work today, there's some construction going on, so I guess one of the giant orange cones about 200 yards away, she saw it. She said, it is covered in bees. So they're probably
making a nest. So it could have been construction from the light rail or something like that.
You know what? That's really good. Yeah, probably that, to be honest with you.
Okay, all right. Well,
but if I had the bear, I wouldn't have the bees.
Hey,
yeah,
there you go.
I'm taking the bear. I don't want to have
I'm
to
read the bear.
Yeah, I don't want
the dead body. Is just like you call somebody and then they come and pick up the dead body. Right?
That, I mean, that's my position on this.
I do drain the pool.
Well, you kind
of
have
that,
to.
But I mean, here's the thing. Because in this scenario, I did not kill this person. I do not know this person. Now, I do not know why someone put them in my pool. I don't know if they were hiding in my pool and things went south. I don't know. And it's creepy, and it's messed up, but it's not an ongoing problem. Like you said, I call the cops. Cops could do whatever they got to do, because I got nothing to do with it. A bear living under my home, like, I just want to come home from work. I don't know how long it's there, and I don't know what you do to get rid of it.
Yep. So the story about the bear, a bear took up in a crawl space of a home and prompted local frustration and fear about the creature's destructive capabilities, which were proven. The bear made himself comfortable. He lounged by the pool during the day. He brought food back to the crawl space from neighbor's trash at night. I think it found refuge under the home, and it's definitely not moving. That is the bear's home. Now, the bear has left claw marks on neighborhood trash bins, torn insulation from underneath homes, and they say it's probably the culprit behind several broken fuses, as well as a recent attack on a neighbor's pet goat.
Oh.
They estimate this bear, at a minimum, weighs 600 pounds. 600
okay.
pounds. And he's not the only local resident to discover an unbearable problem when returning home after the fire. There was another homeowner that had another bear underneath their home. Now, this all happened during the Eaton fire. Crews were too scared of the 525-pound black bear living underneath the home. California Department of Fish and Wildlife officials, they were eventually able to lure that bear out using peanut butter and rotisserie chicken.
Hey,
nice.
Now.
Rotisserie chicken. That's what finally, and they tried other foods, okay? He wouldn't come out. They did successfully relocate the bear to the Angeles National Forest. Now they're trying to get the agency to do the same thing with his uninvited guest. They did that before with the 525-pounder. They're trying to figure out now what to do with the 600-pounder. Different bear. I feel really sorry for this bear. I know we're encroaching on their territory, so I'm sympathetic to that. Same time, I've got a property to protect, and I'm the one that's probably going to get hurt. It is a wild animal. The agency is still aware of the bear, and they're working on a response.
Can't they just trank the thing and drag it out or something?
They don't believe that they can physically get it out of the crawl space.
Oh, so you know if they trank it.
That big, yeah.
Damn.
Correct. They did file a report
about
the bear.
The body's already out of the pool. Just saying.
Exactly.
And as one of our texters said, it would also mean that I own a pool.
Right. Keep in mind, this was his...
That's kind of a nice point.
Yeah. This was his second summer home. Where this was located, that fire was in a forested area.
Right.
All right. So he lives there in the summer. This is his family's home. They've been going there for the summer.
Oh, so he showed up for the summer and bear is there. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. He still has a home to live in.
Okay.
This is his family's home. But the bear is tearing up all of the, again, fuses have been busted out. Insulation's been pulled out. The bear's trying to get into the house through the floorboards. So he can go there, but the bear, every time he goes, has not left. So the bear is still there. Now we have the story of a Long Island homeowner and got a grim surprise this past Sunday when he took the cover off of his pool for the season. The resident found the body of a man the police believe could be that of a fugitive murder suspect, Matthew Zoll. Authorities say the homeowner called 911 after finding the body, which has apparently been there for some time. Now, Zoll was a 23-year-old resident of nearby Rocky Point, and he disappeared after he allegedly stabbed his dad to death back in November. Now, police say Zoll crashed a black GMC Yukon and then fled the scene. The wooded lot was directly behind where that crash occurred, and where the entrance from the freeway to a fence is where this guy's pool is.
Okay.
So they think that he crashed the car. He ran off. Saw the pool. He figured the best place that he could hide was inside underneath the tarp.
Well, he wasn't wrong.
But obviously something
happened. I'm just saying. He got that right.
Now, reportedly, the guy is schizophrenic. He did escape on foot. And that was around 1:35 a.m. So U.S. Marshals, they spent days searching for this guy. They believe he was hiding in there probably the entire time. They said there's a strong possibility. They're still looking at it, that the body in the pool is Zoll. And they're still waiting for DNA to come back. They're 100% positive based on certain things.
Sure.
This is the guy. They just got to make sure it is, in fact, him. But they don't know also if he drowned, if he froze to death, if he hypothermia. They're still not aware of
it. It could have been an accident. You know, just like you got a concussion or something.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Actually pass out and you're in the pool.
Right.
Because you said it was a car accident before it took off on his foot, right?
After he stole the vehicle.
By the way, someone has a suggestion about what might be going on with the bees around my house. Because, again, we're just trying to figure out why is there a swarm of bees down there. It says the bees could actually be a swarm looking for a new place to build a hive. I got trapped by a swarm like that once as a security guard. They just came out of nowhere. The queen decided to land in the apartments I was patrolling. So the whole swarm buzzed around and then landed all around her. It happens in the spring.
I wonder if that person got stung, though. I mean, are they aggressive when they're just on the move?
If they're protecting their queen, they are, man. That's where the queen's out of the hive, I would think they're...
But I mean, I'm 50 yards away from the queen. I'm walking down the street. Are they coming after my ass?
50 yards, no, but how, you know what I mean? How like, close would you get?
I don't know. I don't know they're there. I'm just walking down the road.
Mm.
So I'm not really going
after
the queen.
They're
going to
get your ass soon, then. Yeah.
I mean, if it's my house and I walk up to the door, I can understand being attacked.
Sure.
But if am I a threat if I'm just walking around the area?
I mean, it's up to the bee to decide.
Are you eating a banana?
Did anyone in your neighborhood get stung?
Not that I know of. But the zone's coming to let down.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.